What is compassion understood in the tradition, the Tibetan Buddhist tradition mostly, and how do you train it?
It begins by recognizing that we deep within do not want to suffer.
You know, how can we become less selfish, have this warm heart, and have this concern for others?
Basically, no one wakes up in the morning thinking, may I suffer the whole day and, if possible, my whole life.
From a Buddhist standpoint, compassion is, as Matthew was talking about, the wish to alleviate all kinds of suffering.
There was nothing but suffering at the end of the road. Then why should you do anything? Why should we take a cup of tea, take a walk in the forest, meet with someone, engage in an activity? So we hope that something possibly better will come out of it.
So how do we overcome suffering?
It's a wish, and then as we get more involved with that, it's actually activity. We do something about it.
Let's take the opposite. The pursuit of selfish happiness. Now, I'm in the bubble of my ego-centeredness, so I'm not against everyone else being happy, but that's not my job, because it's too much to do. You know, I can't deal with that already. So on top of that, you want me to care for infinity of sentient beings? That's ridiculous. So let's forget about others for the time being. I will take care of my own happiness in my little bubble, and fine, they can do the same. I have nothing against it, but that's not my. I have nothing to do with that.
If it's limited to self-compassion, then it's very limited. It's like being in that bubble that Matthew was talking about, and constantly getting bombarded with those hopes and those fears that actually don't bring the happiness, but create more anxiety, fear, worry, and the opposite of happiness.
So that's why the French writer, Romain Rolland, with some, obviously some insight about that, said if selfish happiness is the only goal of your life will soon become goalless. It just doesn't work.